Saving money is crucial. Maybe you're trying to reach a goal of buying a home or moving to a new place. Maybe you have a big purchase in mind, like a car, or want to have extra cash for holiday gifts. Perhaps you're looking toward retirement and aiming to set yourself up for success. For many people, it's not that they don't want to save money, but that they don't know where to begin, which is why the Simple Dollar rounded up 25 simple ways to start saving money right now. When it comes to savings, many experts say that a good rule of thumb is having the equivalent of 6 to 8 months of expenses set aside. That money can help out in a crisis, such as losing your job or encountering an unexpected illness. That cash also accrues some value in an account, thanks to bank interest programs. However, that money only accounts for emergency savings and should be kept in an account from which you can easily and quickly draw money. Once you've met your base savings goals, you can put money into investments, pay off student debt, or earn toward a specific goal. However, as important as savings may be, many Americans simply aren't making it happen. One study from Go Banking Rates showed that 57% of the 8,000 people it polled had under $1,000 in savings and 39% had nothing saved at all. And, according to the Economic Policy Institute, almost half of American families have nothing in retirement savings. Our money-saving tips, from finding discounts to simple changes to your daily habits, can come in handy whether you have a specific savings goal, want to stash away cash for retirement, or just want to pinch pennies. It's never too late to be more financially savvy. Read on to learn more about how you can start saving now. Canva. Try cashback rebate websites. What's a rebate site? Well, these websites have affiliate links and, when you make purchases through those links, they get a small percentage of the sale. As an incentive, they'll pay back some percentage to the buyer, that's you, in cash, gift card points, or other rewards. Canva. Use coupon plugins. If you shop a lot online, check out coupon plugins. These applications run in the background and, when you go to make a purchase, will search to make sure you aren't missing out on any coupons, deals, or sale codes. Honey and Wikibuy are among two of the more popular services. Pixabay. Consider using a certificate of deposit. Here's a smart banking tip. Deposit your money into a certificate of deposit, CD, for a fixed period of time and the bank will pay a higher than usual interest rate. When the term is up, snag your money, plus the interest it earned. The risk is relatively low, as CDs are insured up to $250,000, and there are options for CDs that don't incur a penalty for pulling out money early. Canva. Turn off the lights, switch off the power strip. If you're not using it, don't keep it powered on. There's a lot that goes into calculating exactly how much money is saved by turning off a light bulb. But it never hurts your wallet, or the environment, to flip off a switch if you don't need the light, and the same goes for power strips providing energy to devices that aren't in use. Canva. Eat at home and pack food to go. Treat eating at restaurants like a luxury. Restaurants price food at about 3 times the actual cost of making it. That $15 salad you're eating for lunch could cost just $5 to put together at home. To take it a step further, invest in some sturdy plastic food containers to carry food for lunch and snacks. Canva. Cut cable and get an antenna. Cable or satellite TV can be pricey. If you largely watch streaming services and rarely flip channels, consider canceling your subscription and setting up a TV antenna. TVs have built-in tuners and, with the addition of an inexpensive antenna, you can catch the local signal. Canva. Cancel unused subscriptions. Magazines and newspapers piling up? Call in and cancel the subscriptions, see if you can read some of it for free through your library, or consolidate it with a single subscription for a news service like Apple News or Scribd. Likewise, scrub your monthly payments for any digital subscriptions you forgot to cancel. Yup, there's apps for that. Canva. Buy used. Buying secondhand clothes, dishware, furniture, and more can save a bundle. You'll be surprised. Many supposedly used goods are nearly new. Cars might be the best value in this department. Not only are used cars an average of $14,000 less than new cars, but insurance rates are also lower than they would be for something driven off the lot that's brand new. Canva. Borrow instead of buy. Do you go camping just once a year and need a new tent? Need a tree trimmer, but just for a one-time gardening project? Or maybe you're doing some unusual handiwork around the house and need a specialized tool? Instead of buying these items, consider borrowing. Ask family or friends if they have the item you need, check out a tool lending library, or use a lending app like Mooch. Canva. Or, buy nothing. The Buy Nothing project started among the small community on Bainbridge Island, Washington. People who wanted to declutter could offer up free stuff, and people who wanted to save money lucked out. Since then, the project has expanded throughout the United States, with chapters congregating on Facebook and other social media platforms to offer all sorts of free goods. Canva. Sell your stuff online. Downsizing? If there are items you don't want to give away, consider selling them online. Internet marketplaces have made it easy to have your own virtual garage sale. You could post a classified style ad on Facebook or Craigslist, sell handmade goods on Etsy, or post your trendy clothes on Poshmark. Canva. Move bank accounts. Take advantage of bank perks, make your money work for you, and earn more interest. There's a couple ways of going about this. If you open a new account with a bank, it often offers promotional bonuses in the form of a one-time cash perk. Alternatively, there may be better account options at your current bank that offer better interest rates. Consult with an advisor to talk through your options. Canva. Make a budget. Saving money and curbing spending starts with making a budget. Budgets allow you to plan for financial goals and to see where you may be spending more than you think. Keep a spreadsheet to track your goals and spending, or download a budgeting app. These apps connect with your financial institutions to automatically track spending. Canva. DIY. Instead of splurging on new items, consider what you can make at home, what home improvements you can do yourself, and what older items you can repair. Learn to sew or patch clothes, watch YouTube tutorials for a household fix, or even learn how to paint walls or build outdoor fixtures. Only make repairs within reason. Of course, electrical work or car repair can be dangerous, so practice caution, but this can be a big money saver. Canva. Check out the local library. Bored? Go to the library. Not only is it a great alternative to buying books, but libraries often offer digital copies of ebooks, audiobooks, and movies. Plus, some libraries offer no-cost events and book groups. You can't beat free. Canva. Get a smart thermostat. Yes, you'll have to spend upfront for a smart thermostat. However, this installation can bring savings down the line. Smart thermostats keep your home temperature as low as possible, and fluctuates with your needs and with the season, working automatically to conserve energy. And users can fiddle with the settings to reduce energy as much as possible. Savings will depend on the size of your house, whether you live in an area with extreme temperatures, and how often you use it. Canva. Attend free online events. With many people observing social distancing guidelines and foregoing travel plans, there are plenty of opportunities to attend free virtual events online. Since March, dozens of museums, Broadway theater companies, opera houses, and performers have made cultural events free to the public across hundreds of websites. Taking a free virtual tour of a museum, catching a replay of an iconic Broadway performance, or even hopping into a free cooking class are all ways to expand your horizons without spending a dime. Canva. Start a garden. Gardens require an investment of labor and money up front. However, if you're willing to put in the work to build your own containers and haul in soil, it can be an inexpensive way to have delicious, healthy food. And, while you can buy seedlings from a store, you can also get seeds for free or for a small fee from a seed library. Shutterstock. Buy in bulk. Buying in bulk is typically far cheaper than buying one-off products. However, make sure that, if you're buying a membership to a warehouse club, you'll go there frequently enough for it to pay off. This is where budgeting is helpful. If you don't have a huge household, buy supplies that won't quickly expire. Some great items to buy in bulk include diapers, toiletries, rice or dry beans, and canned goods. Canva. Pay your bills. Don't waste money on interest or late fees. Paying off bills and debt should be the first priority for your budget. Set up autopay or, if you fear risking overdraft fees, set calendar reminders to make sure you pay on time. As a bonus, paying off bills in a timely fashion can improve your credit score. Canva. Take advantage of discounts. Are you a student, a senior, or a veteran? Always check to see if you can get a discount at the movies, for theater performances, with retailers, or even at small grocers. There are also membership services, such as the American Legion or AARP, which provide even more discounts to hotels, insurance, auto rentals, and more. Canva. Work from home. While this isn't a possibility for everyone, working from home can result in big savings. According to Flex Jobs, the average person saves $4,000 per year by working from home because of cash saved on commuting, work clothes, lunches out, and more. Even if full-time remote working isn't possible, even working from home 1 or 2 days a week can make a big difference. Canva. Buy generic. Many generic products are almost identical to their name brand counterparts. Consumer Reports research shows that generic products typically save 25% and, according to a taste test it conducted with 19 products, are very similar to the more expensive name brands. In addition to food, you can buy generic brands of allergy medicine, paper products, sunscreen, and more. Canva. Curb impulse buys. Remember that age-old trick of freezing a credit card in a block of ice? While that's a little extreme, there are mental tactics you can learn to stop impulse purchases. Create a system to slow down before you hit the purchase button online. Wipe any saved credit card information from your internet browser so you have to input it manually. Before you make your purchase, ask why you're buying it and how often you'll use it. Consider waiting a week before making the purchase to see if you really want it or if the itch subsides. Canva. Shop big-ticket items at holiday time? Need a new car, mattress, television, or another major purchase? Wait until the holidays. Retailers often offer big savings over Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day weekend, and, of course, Black Friday or Cyber Monday. This story originally appeared on The Simple Dollar and was produced and distributed in partnership with Stacker Studio.